Mondays with Maggie, brought to you by Old Town Bluffton's Pomodori 2, some of the best Italian eats you will find in town. They feature all of your Italian favorites in a laid-back outdoor atmosphere that is really tough to beat on a beautiful spring or summer evening. Find them at 1253 May River Road in Bluffton or PomodoriHHI.com. And now, it's time for Mondays with Maggie. Hey, 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 everybody. Welcome to Mondays with Maggie. My name is Jesse Blanco, host of not only this podcast, but Eat It and Like It with Jesse Blanco. Sundays, 1230 on WJCL-TV here in the Savannah Hilton Head Market. On the other end of the line, the number you have reached. It's usually Maggie Margaret. We call her Maggie Crenshaw, but this morning she is not with us. We gave her a hall pass this week because Maggie's traveling. She's up in New York City visiting with some friends, and we had some discussions about the logistics to record this particular podcast this week. And we tried on Sunday. It didn't really work out. And I said, you know what? We are all familiar with Meatless Mondays. We're going to roll with a Maggie-less Monday this one time. Maggie's traveling back to the Lowcountry, I believe, today, Monday. She will be back in the fold next week, and we will get back in the groove. I'm going to do something a little different since it's just me today and offer you guys something that I don't usually do. Yes, here on Mondays with Maggie, we discuss places we've gone to eat and things that we've liked here and there. We've talked about a lot of different restaurants on Hilton Head Island, but I wouldn't necessarily call them reviews. I call them conversations. I suppose they are ultimately reviews. When Maggie and I go, we've been to Etang, we've been to Dino's Woodfire Grill, we've been to Alfred's, we've been to a number of different restaurants around the island, Cactus Street Cantina, I should say. All meals that we've enjoyed, and we come back, and Shea George is another one. All meals that we have enjoyed, and we discuss them and the food scene in general, whatever. But today, I'm going to talk about my experience at a brand new restaurant in Bluffton that just opened. Well, can't say it just opened. They've been doing their soft open, their training, getting their feet under them, if you will, ahead of their opening on April the 10th, which is Wednesday. It is called Joel. And Joel is the newest Italian restaurant in Bluffton. The newest because I thought about counting, trying to count how many we have in Bluffton. And I can run through them right now off the top of my head, and I know I'm going to forget somebody. There's there's Mulberry Street, there's Pomodori 2, there is Dolce Vita, there's, that's just three. There's the other one, over by the promenade. Anyway, I could go through them all. We have no shortage of Italian food in Bluffton. So when I heard that a new one was coming, and I heard about this, sometime in 2023, I'd heard that Joel was coming to Bluffton Road. I thought, oh, okay, well, more Italian food in Bluffton. Well, it better be good because there's certainly some good competition. And that's to say nothing about what is on the island, some very, very popular places on the island. So I thought, well, this has to be good. No one's going to build out a brand new restaurant, which it is. Brand new building, small office building there on Bluffton Road. No one's going to build a brand new restaurant unless they are confident that this is going to be different. This is going to offer something that we don't necessarily have in Bluffton. And I think they've achieved that with Joel. It's an interesting dynamic there. I had dinner on Thursday. And first of all, I thought just from seeing pictures and what I had heard here and there and whispers, you know, in the shadows and all that stuff, which I get all the time, I thought this was going to be a little more upscale, intimate environment. and or dining experience. It's not. That's the headline for me. I thought this was going to be, you know, quieter. Think candles, think, you know, soft music in the background. I thought this was the vibe that Joel would be. And I can tell you that it is anything but. I don't want to underscore the word casual, because that will paint a picture that is not accurate. It is a beautiful restaurant. Let me start with that. Joel's beautiful. Like I said, brand new, beautiful bar space, comfortable seating, dining room. There's outside seating on their patio, which faces Bluffton Road. It's a much more comfortable vibe than I thought it would be. And I chat with the owners on my way out on Thursday evening, and I told them, yeah, my impression was that this was going to be a little more upscale. And the owner, he said, no, we want it to be a neighborhood spot. You know, we want everybody to come and feel comfortable and you know. And I thought, okay, well, I think they've achieved that. And my joke was, yeah, this will be the kind of place where everybody will come for happy hour. And then next thing you know, they're having dinner at 8:30 because they're just hanging out and having a good time. It's a very pretty bar scene. Like I said, the dining room is comfortable. There's 5 or 6 booths, I believe, and then the rest are tables and then the outside seating. It's a very, very pretty spot that I think Bluffton will enjoy. A neighborhood spot. Another neighborhood spot. There are so many in Bluffton. But I think it's fair to say that Joel could potentially fill a niche that doesn't necessarily exist, especially if, and as I record this, I'm not so sure that they're going to be open for lunch. I would bet that they are. And if they are open for lunch, I bet it's going to be very popular, because a lot of the places that the Italian spots in Bluffton, the better ones at any rate, aren't open for lunch. And so you can't get that type of quality of food, you know, during midday. You have to go for dinner. So if they open for lunch, I think they're going to do really well. I think they're going to do well regardless. The food was good. We enjoyed, my wife and I enjoyed our dinner. The menu that we were given for soft open was limited. And that usually happens, you know, it happens quite a bit. They want to get their systems down, and so they cut down on the number of offerings that they are putting out. The food was good. The dishes that we had included, there were 3, I believe, 4 maybe appetizers that we were offered. One was a pizza, a sausage, I believe, pizza. We did not have that. There's a big old pizza oven in the back, by the way, which it's interesting. I didn't catch it because one from where we were sitting, I couldn't see it. It's kind of tucked around the corner. But I looked at some pictures on their website and I saw a pizza oven, and I looked, this is while I was sitting in the booth, and I kind of craned my head around and I looked, I was like, oh, there's a big old pizza oven back there. Couldn't see it from where I was sitting. But yeah, there's a legit big old pizza oven back there. So pizzas are going to be a thing there. And I believe they're going to be good. Like I said, I didn't have one. They were offering a sausage pizza as an appetizer, but I passed on that because of what I did have my eye on, which I'm going to share with you right now. for appetizers, we had a scallop dish that was served with caramelized fennel puree, pine nuts, and a Prosecco citrus compote, which I thought was absolutely delicious. I really loved the flavors, and I enjoyed everything that went along with it. It was good. Really, really enjoyed that. And as I was eating it, I thought, you know, I could do this as an entree. This was really tasty. I've become in the last couple of 2-3 years a huge fan of properly made scallops. When I get good ones, there are a few things I like better. And I don't know. I guess I've been on a scallop run lately. But these were very good. I did enjoy these scallops. I do get some out there that I'm like, really? But anyway, these were really good. I really did enjoy it. And the other appetizer that we had was a gnocchi dish. And this was a different type of gnocchi than you expect. It's a semolina gnocchi, and it was more like a I jokingly referred to it to my wife as a hoe cake gnocchi. It was not my favorite. I'll be very honest. It wasn't my wife's favorite either. It was different than what we are accustomed to when we have gnocchi. They call it a Roman semolina gnocchi. It had a spicy tomato and olive chutney, which, you know, okay, if you know me, you know I'm not a huge olive person, never have been, nor pickles, nor sauerkraut. I've kind of warmed up to salmon, but that's about it for things I don't like. Olives, definitely not. So this gnocchi dish, you know, if it's your flavor profile, then you might like it. It's certainly different than what I enjoy as gnocchi. So this one was kind of, I would not order this again. But then, you know, there are plenty of things on menus out there that I don't order. Wasn't my favorite. On the entrees, I think there were a couple of, three or four? I don't know. I took a picture of the menu, but I cut it off on the bottom. That's just kind of how I roll sometimes. I had their spaghetti alla matriciana, which is one of my favorite Italian dishes. It's made with cured pork jowl. It's kind of, you know, it's not smoked, so it's not bacon. It's kind of a heavier, you know, little chunks of pork, cured certainly, and a spicy tomato sauce with pecorino. Wonderful. I did enjoy it. Best I ever had? No, I don't think that's fair to say that, but I did enjoy it. I would order it again. It was good. And then my wife had their grilled shrimp and polenta dish, and that thing was the best thing we ate that night. It was fantastic. The shrimp, I would assume they were local. They tasted so, because I've had plenty of shrimp out there that you bite into them and you can taste the iodine from here to, you know, Macon, Georgia. And they just taste, you know, farmed and imported and the whole thing. These were fresh. These were legit shrimp, which is a big deal for me. And it was the best thing. The polenta was creamy. It was the entire dish. And there's a picture of it on the website. I'm going to put it on this post if you want to see it. Delicious. Absolutely knocked down. I'd have that every single time I went. But I am looking forward to, like I said, this was a limited menu. I'm looking forward to going back and trying a bunch of different things. Their full menu, I believe, is on their website. And I skimmed through it. I don't recall what is on it. What is on it right now isn't necessarily important, because you will look if you're interested or not if you're not. But it was an enjoyable meal. I liked the atmosphere. Like I said off the top, it was enjoyable. It was comfortable. I like to go out to fine dining and quiet and candles and champagne but I'm an energetic guy. I like loud rooms. I love great music. I love setting a vibe that's energetic. That's just kind of how I roll. And I have friends sometimes who I tell them, oh, this place was great, and they go to a restaurant, it was too loud, how could you like that? I'm like, well, that's kind of me. I do subscribe to the if it's too loud you're too old mantra. I like energy. I like, you know, people having a good time. I just, that's my vibe. So I do like what they appear to be about to do. Does that make sense? I do like what is coming with Joel. I'm looking forward to going back. If you are wondering where it is, like I said a couple of times, it's on Bluffton Road, right? I posted this to social media, about a 9-iron from Burnt Church Distillery. If you're not familiar with golf, the term a 9-iron means it's kind of like two doors down. there's a warehouse, I believe, in between. I looked when I was walking to the car. There's a Burnt Church, then there's a warehouse, and then I believe this new office building that houses Joel. It's it's a good looking spot. I think it's going to be a welcomed addition to the Bluffton food scene, particularly if they open for lunch. I think it's going to be a nice gathering spot for happy hour and people enjoying a glass of wine or three and then sitting down for a nice meal, because the food is good overall. That gnocchi dish wasn't my favorite, but that's life, you know. you can't win them all. There's always going to be things that you may or may not enjoy. So I give them a pass on that. I am looking forward to going back. I think you will enjoy it. I think you should try it, because we know how many of you in the Lowcountry enjoy your Italian food. Would I say right now that you should come visit from the island? It's not. I laugh because I live in Savannah. I laugh at how long it can take some of you from the island to drive over to Bluffton. And I know so many people don't like to go to Bluffton unless they absolutely have to. I get it. And you have a lot of Italian options on the island. So, you know, put it on your list. If you want to go try something different, sure. But, you know, should you, if you're in Bluffton or you're passing through or whatever and you want to try something different, you know, sure. Do I like the options on the island better? There are so many of them. I think that's unfair to say better. I'm not a big fan of that word better. This is certainly different. But if you're in Bluffton, which I know so many of you are, yeah, go try it. Go check it out. You will eat it and like it. That wasn't my plan to say, but it kind of fit the mold, right? Yeah, go check them out. It's a nice family atmosphere. Like I said, comfortable, casual-ish, and fun. So I'm looking forward to a return visit at some point in the future. That is my 16-minute ramble about my visit to Joelle. I did enjoy it. There's much more food coming. Maggie and I will be talking about some different things that are coming on the scene. We have plans to visit another Italian restaurant on the island, which we will tell you about another time. There's a brand new, as I record this, brand new, I think it debuts this week, food truck on the scene, owned by an old buddy of mine. So I'm going to go check him out on Tuesday, and we'll report back about this. There's a picture. He posted a picture of a burger to social media, and this thing looks like the side of beef that flipped Fred Flintstone's car. I think it's a triple patty burger. I don't know that I'm going to have that, but I know I'm going to go check out Slap Truck. Slap Truck is what it's called, and we will report back to you next Monday about what we found with this food truck. Speaking of food trucks, and speaking of burgers, I'm going to leave you a bit of wisdom here. If you have not tried the brand new-ish, been out a few months, brand new food truck on the scene in Bluffton and the island, in the Lowcountry. It's a food truck called Tin and Tallow, T-I-N and Tallow, T-A-L-L-O. One of the best burgers I've had in quite a while. The only reason why I haven't posted it to social media, if you follow me there, is because the picture I took of it that night came out dark. It just wasn't a good photo. I suppose I could use one of theirs, but I'm going to catch up with them myself and share that with you. But I know a lot of you have tried Tin and Tallow. I found out about it through word of mouth. They have a following already. You can find them on Instagram. That's about the only place you can find them, on Instagram. Tin and Tallow. Great, great burger. I mentioned it in CH2 Magazine this month, and as well as the burger at Fraser's Tavern, which if you want to learn about a real hot burger right now on the website, eatinlikeit.com, the burger at Fraser's is pretty special too. Anyway, that's enough talk about burgers. We'll do that next week. We will talk about heritage. We will talk about burgers. the Frazier's Tavern Burger and my visit to Slap Truck. That will be next week. Anyway, go see our friends, our new friends at Joel. And if you have something to share, send us drop us a line. Tips at eatitandlikeit.com. T-I-P-S at eatitandlikeit.com. We are always listening to contrasting points of view. And we will perhaps share some commentary in a future episode of this very here podcast. So with all of that said, I'm going to make my way out of here. Thanks so much for hanging out with us here for another Mondays with Maggie. Maggie-less Monday this week. But you'll be back next week, and we will be doing it right one more time. Have a wonderful Monday and the rest of your week, and we'll see you right back here next Monday for Mondays with Maggie. Mondays with Maggie, brought to you by Old Town Bluffton's Pomodori 2, some of the best Italian eats you will find in town. They feature all of your Italian favorites in a laid-back outdoor atmosphere that is really tough to beat on a beautiful spring or summer evening. Find them at 1253 May River Road in Bluffton or PomodoriHHI.com.